Welcome to Fact Checking 101, where there's nothing off limits. We're giving straight facts. We're talking about the latest fashion. We're talking about current events. We're talking about beauty and health tips and much more. Tune in. You don't want to miss it. So what's up? This is your girl Gigi, and today is December 5th. I'm excited because I just left the gym. You might say, what does that have to do with this episode? What does that have to do with me? It has everything to do with you. Why am I saying that? Because for 3 months straight, I have not walked into a gym. I've been paying Planet Fitness every single month and have not been utilizing the equipment. Right, so it's no excuse because I live like literally right up the street from Planet Fitness. I have not gone. I've always had an excuse, or once I get home and if I'm extremely tired that day, I'll crash, and then I'm like, I'm not going back out. I'll try again tomorrow. Then something happens the next day, I'm like, I'll try again tomorrow. So I said, you know what? I'm going to fix myself. I'm going to trick myself. How can I trick myself? That's crazy, right? I said, I'm going to trick myself. I'm going to pack my lunch and I'm going to pack my workout bag and I'm going to take it to work with me. I'm going to then change. I had a meeting today. So I said, after my meeting, I'm then going to change to my work, out of my work clothes into my gym clothes. And I'm going to go to Planet Fitness. I'm going to work out first. Then after I work out, I'm going to come to the studio. For those that may not know me personally yet, when I say studio, I'm also working in promotions for Cumulus Media. So I have access to a studio. So I said, I'm going to go to the studio and work on my craft, which is interviews and different things of that nature to perfect this podcast so that I can add value and be of good service to you all. And so I said, I'm going to work out and then I'm going to go dedicate 3 to 4 hours strict. I mean, like, I'm not even going to browse through my phone. I'm going to strictly work 3 to 4 hours on perfecting my craft. I believe in order to be your best, you have to do your best. And you make time for what you want to make time for. And because this is something I want to do in the long run, and this is something that I want to transition into full time, I know that I have to perfect my craft on a daily basis. I don't know where this motivation has come from. I've been kind of in the dumps for a couple of weeks now. But I've been reading the book that has helped me along the way, which is called Boss Up. Boss Up is a book by an author by the name of Brian Humphrey. I connected with him via Facebook, and he was so kind to share his book, Boss Up, with me. Hopefully, I can get him to come on as a guest one day. But yes, he was kind enough to share his book. I read it. I'm reading it, and now I'm on Perseverance, which is the name of the chapter. But so far, I've covered faith, that talks about, of course, faith and self-actualization. I've covered confidence, how important that is to have. I've covered consistency, which is extremely important, and especially if it's the right thing, if you're being consistent in the right way, doing the right thing, that's important. Also, love and how it's unconditional, and patience. And so I think those points are very pivotal, especially for us as millennials, simply because we are always looking for an easy way out, or we're always looking at how to get from A to Z without nothing in between. How can I speak on this? Is because that's me. Well, that was me. Now I'm to a place where I value and respect, and I am grateful for the process and for the journey. I know that it is making me better, it's helping me to perfect my craft. But prior to that, I often gave up. If something that I set my mind to wasn't going according to how I thought it should go, or if it wasn't going as fast as I thought it should have gone, I automatically quit and already said in my mind, you know what? Well, it wasn't meant for me to do this, right? And so this book has helped me because, for one, I would say 2018 for me, and I reflected on this yesterday, December 4th, but 2018 for me has been a year of self-care, self-worth, self-actualization. Those may very well mean the same thing to you. It's been a year with me finding myself, finding my niche, finding what it is that I was destined and purposed to do. It was a year of getting rid of toxic relationships, whether that could be relationships as far as friends are concerned, or business relationships, or family relationships, or just, you know, intimate relationships. This year has been a year where it's been very difficult, but I've had to let some people go. I had to let some things go. Like I said, it's been extremely difficult. And why has it been difficult? Because for the most part, I've felt all year that I've kind of been alone. But the difference of feeling that like that this year and feeling like that past years is I'm okay with it. Why? Because I've realized that in order to get where I have to go, that's I have to leave some people behind, and a lot of people can't go with me, and I don't really need to surround myself around people that aren't trying to do and be their best. And I definitely can't surround myself around people that don't want to see me do and be my best. And so if you're not benefiting me in any type of way, positively, then there's no reason why we should maintain a friendship or a relationship or a business relationship or even family for that matter. And so this year I reflected on the trials I had within my family, specifically my household. I've lost friends, relationships did not work out, and different things of that nature. And the old Gianna would have shut down, would have fallen into depression. But this new Gianna is like, okay, that happened for a reason. I thank you, God, that it happened now and that it didn't happen later on, and that I'm able to solely focus on my journey. I feel like the less people I have to worry about, and the less I set myself away from people, especially toxic people, I'm able to take that energy and take that time that I've spent and wasted on them to perfect my craft and to enjoy and learn from this journey. And so Boss Up has really helped me in so many different ways, because I was struggling for so long with my confidence. I would walk in a room and immediately I was intimidated. Immediately I was at a loss for words. I didn't want to speak up. I was always in the shadow. I always felt like I was way behind the ball and everyone else had progressed and everyone else was finding their purpose and was thriving within their careers. And here I am still trying to figure it out. And because of that, I lacked confidence. I also lacked confidence because I had gained a substantial amount of weight that I was not used to carrying. And also I had a lack of confidence because my dating life was crap, you know? And so I had to realize my value, and I had to buckle down and solely focus on me, myself, and I. And the moment I start doing that, it's like a burst of confidence came out of nowhere, and now I can go in a room and own it. Am I still a little shy here and there or intimidated by some people? A tad bit. But the moment I realize I'm slipping back into that old lifestyle, I automatically snap and get it back together. And I talk to myself, I'll say, Gianna, get it together. You have nothing to be scared of. You don't have to be intimidated. You don't have to feel small. You don't have to feel like you're worthless. You are somebody. You are Gianna. There's only one you, and you work it. You be confident. You love you no matter what. And I realized that the moment I start loving myself and respecting myself, people had no choice but to do the same. And if you didn't show me love, and if you didn't show me the respect I needed and deserved, it was easy for me, in some cases, I would say it was easy for me just to cut that relationship off, whether it was a business relationship, an intimate relationship, a friendship, and even relationships within my family. So yeah, Boss Up has helped me tremendously. I've been working on loving unconditionally. I've been working on being patient. I've been working on faith, because I know that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I also realize that faith is an action word, and we can pray and we can talk to God and we can continue to say we're waiting on Him. And I know God is going to work it out in my favor. But until you put forth effort, and until you put some action behind that faith, nothing will happen. And you can't say, well, God is a liar and He hasn't done this for me, or that pastor is a liar, or this, that, and the third, or nothing has worked out for me. It's almost like if you keep saying, I'm going to wait on God because I know He's going to bless me with a job. But if you have not submitted your resume, if you not have applied for different jobs, how would anyone else, how would they know that you're out there? How would a company know who you are and the skill sets that you the skill sets that you have, the skill sets that you possess, excuse me. How would they know that? How can you sit here and say, I'm waiting on God for a car, when you have not actually physically gone out to a car dealership and spoken to someone and figured out what it is that you want and what it is that you can afford? How could you say, I'm sitting here and I'm praying for a house and I know God is going to do it, when you have not put forth action and you have not done what's needed to be done in order to start the process to owning your own home? So I'm a true believer, and this is something that I've known for years, but it's actually hit me and I'm putting forth effort to do so, is to put action behind my faith. And it has worked wonders, even with launching this podcast. I remember I was reflecting, and I had written a list, a New Year's resolution list, and I looked, and I hadn't looked at it anymore, and I looked at it maybe a couple of days ago, and one thing on there was to launch my own podcast. Nowhere in my mind did I think I would be as far as I would be now. Nowhere in my mind did I think that I would have experienced the love and support that I'm currently experiencing. And I've learned so many different things that I thought I would have not been capable of learning. And it all happened because I put action. I stopped talking about how I wanted to launch a business, and how I wanted to launch a podcast, and how I wanted to transition into entrepreneurship. And I started putting forth action. And when I tell you, God has worked in my favor, He has done so. And so again, I'm like, please go get this book. I'm going to have Brian Humphrey on here as soon as I can. But today is Wellness Wednesday. I want you guys to all be great. I know that when I feel good, I do good. And when I do good, I look good. Now, that may not go all together and it may be mixed up, but that's how I feel right now. So this episode is going to be extremely raw. I'm currently sitting outside the station. I told y'all prior to this that I was adamant about doing what I had to get done. And so I'm going to work. He even talked about how, you know, you need to set small goals in order to achieve that deadline or achieve that bigger goal. And so I'm working extra hard to make sure that I'm perfecting my craft, that I'm doing what I need to do to add value and be of good service to you all. And I'm doing what I have to do to be a better me. And I do realize that in order to be successful, in order to maintain success, that I have to live a healthy lifestyle, that I have to do things and push myself when I don't feel like going. And so I don't know why today I decided to, but I feel energetic. Normally when I get off of work, I'm like going home and I'm crashing. Then I'm waking up and regretting the fact that I crashed for hours. And now I'm up until like 1 a.m., but I have to be to work at 5 a.m. So today I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get it done. And this is day one, and I'm going to continue to get it done. Why? Because I'm going to exercise my love. I'm going to exercise my faith. I'm going to exercise my confidence. I'm going to exercise the fact that I need to be more patient, and I'm going to be consistent. And he talked about how we can be consistent with doing the wrong things, but it's huge when you're consistent doing the right things. What do you mean by that? You can be consistent in eating poorly. You can be consistent in spending poorly. And then, you could be consistent in doing what it is that you need to do, and you will see the progress. You will see the results. So thank you all. I love you all. Tune in. I want you guys to support, subscribe. I got some great things coming in 2019. I have some great interviews to end 2018 off. Again, I have some huge things going on in 2019. I have a huge project that I will start working on in January of 2019, and in hopes of it being released and done by my 25th birthday, which is May 22nd. So there's a lot of things that I'm trying to achieve by that 25th mark, and I want you guys to continue to stick with me. This is a journey. This is a ride. I'm not going to forget anyone. I thank you all. I would not be at this particular place that I'm in if it was not for God, first and foremost, and especially if it wasn't for you all. I'm only getting better. I'm trying to do better. And thank you again. Tune in to Fact Checking 101. Episodes will be released Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, tune in to Fact Checking 101 with Gigi, where episodes will be released every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And guess what, guys? I'm also doing the product promo. So if you have any products or services that you want to get out there, I have a network of 50K, and I'm willing to do the work for you and help you do the work to get to gain exposure, to get new leads as well as an increase in sales. But I need you to do me a favor. I need you to email me at factchecking101@gmail.com. We'll get that squared away. Also, if you're looking for a brand ambassador, I am the girl for you. I've done brand ambassadoring for clothing companies as well as record labels. So please, please, please check me out. I'm here to help you any way I can. I have the bronze package, I have the silver package, and I have the platinum package. Check them out on my Facebook at Gianna Rames, G-I-A-N-N-A, Rames, R-H-A-M-E-S. Also, you can go to my business page, which is Gigi the Influencer. You can also check out my Instagram, which is Gigi_the Influencer. Please follow me on Twitter. That is G the Influencer. And let's get it. I mean, let's do it. Let's work. Let's network. 2019 is going to be a huge year, but only if you put forth the effort and you put some action behind it. This your girl, Gigi, and you have tuned in to Fat Checking 101 with Gigi. Again, this is your girl Gigi. Y'all have a good night. We all have the same 24 hours. It's up to you to decide what you'll do with it. Until then, live a little bit more, laugh a little bit more, and love a little bit more. This your girl Gigi. Keep your head up. The sky's the limit.